President Kennedy had two, and Phyllis Diller had a very special one. Babe Ruth's wife had one, with a pair of cleats and a baseball bat. They're worth a lot, but more often, worth more as memories. A charm bracelet is a cultural artifact as much as it is a piece of jewelry. Almost anything can be a charm. One of President Kennedy's bracelets spelled out his daughter's name, Caroline. The other had tokens of his Irish heritage. Charm bracelets all but disappeared in the 70s as women went to the workplace. Collector and designer Tracy Zabar is trying to bring them back. Her new book, Charmed Bracelets, in a sense began with her first bracelet, given to her as a girl of 16.
I had a charm bracelet in the early 70s that my parents bought me, and I hated it. It was so not of the 60s, and I thought they didn't know me at all. But my mother had, she still has a charm bracelet that she wears, and my parents loved each other so much, and she was Italian, and he was an Orthodox Jew, but somehow in the 40s they had this amazing, great marriage. And everywhere that my father went for business, they hated being apart, he would bring her charm back. Mm. And so her bracelet's so special and meaningful. And when I look at it, I can almost, you know, hear him and, you know, smell him, even though he's been gone for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And this was the hideous bracelet that actually is not so hideous now.
So this is the hideous bracelet that your parents gave you. Now, this is a lucky amethyst in a cloverleaf amethyst.
Four-leaf clover, correct.
This is a little painter's palette with little gems.
Yes, my mother's a painter and I paint also.
What is this? This is another gold charm.
Graduation charm.
Oh, of course, it's a graduation charm. This is obviously a loving note. And indeed it says, Tracy, love mom, June 4th, 1970. I think that's a 3 or a 5.
1973.
Uh-huh. It's such a sweet gift.
Thank you. It was such a great gift. Thank you, mom.
I can understand collecting them. I can understand designing them. I was surprised to be engrossed by a book about them. Why is that? Is it the storytelling nature?
The reason I went into business was when I wore this charm bracelet everywhere I went in New York. People touched me and seemed to tell me not just that they loved the charm bracelet, but they needed to tell me the story of my charm bracelet or my grandmother's charm bracelet.
Well, you're right. It's an instant icebreaker. There's no doubt about it. And people suddenly start to tell you intimate things. Now, I want to see, if you don't mind, we're going to test you a wee bit. We have a charm bracelet here that someone at National Public Radio, someone on our staff, a producer, Tracy Wall, has collected. And we'd like you to tell us about the wearer, just from looking. Tracy's not the person who put it together. It just belongs to her. So I'm going to open it and take it out of its little wrapper. And I give it to you. Would you describe to me what's on this bracelet?
It's pretty wonderful. It's all silver charms and has lots of great color. It's someone from Atlanta, because there's a charm with a beautiful flower on it that says Atlanta. There's something from the theater. And just tragedy and not comedy, which is very interesting. A bon voyage, someone who loved to travel. And this person's an Aquarius.
Can you tell if this person would have been a quiet or a bold personality?
This person's definitely a bold personality, because this charm bracelet, you could hear her coming as she was half a block away. And this person definitely loved money. There's yet another reference to money. That is a stock certificate.
She worked in a bank, this person.
Worked in a bank. And there's a key to success that says key to success, and a bell. So perhaps somebody was married. And I think this is someone who really had lots of fun and liked to make a lot of noise.
I'll tell you something very interesting about this charm bracelet. It belonged to a woman called Betty Hester. She, I think, lived quite a quiet life, never married. She had one great correspondence in her life, a correspondence that was not well known at the time, and that was with the novelist Flannery O'Connor. And she and Flannery O'Connor developed this basically epistolary relationship, and her charm bracelet was made its way into the possession of our producer, sort of on loan.
Very interesting. A number of people have asked me if it's frustrating when I find an old charm bracelet that I don't have the information about, you know, is it frustrating? And I don't think it's frustrating at all. I think the part of the fun of it is to try to guess the person that had this bracelet and if there is a story behind it. And then you have to add your own charms and make your own story and go forward.
It's been fabulous having you in here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do people say, you know, we were charmed? We are
charmed. I'm sure. Yes, indeed.
Tracy Zabar. Her book is called Charmed Bracelets. And yes, she's married into the Zabar family of renowned New York delicatessen fame 27 years ago. She has a small rotisserie chicken on her charm bracelet.
I found a lucky penny. I toss it across the bay.
You can see a collection of charm bracelets at our website, npr.org.